Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into something that's super important for creators everywhere. Absolutely. We're talking about the five biggest mistakes people make when using Sora Video Downloader in 2026. I can't wait to learn what to avoid, right? So let's kick things off with the first mistake. Overpaying for the Sora Video Downloader. Wait. Overpaying? How does that even happen? Well, here's the thing. Many casual users think they need to go for the $200 a month pro tier just to get a clean download, but that's not the case at all. For many, the $20 a month ChatGPT Plus subscription is more than enough, especially for those short 15 to 25 second clips. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. So if someone is just starting out, they could be wasting a ton of money on features they don't even need. Exactly. And that's where it gets tricky. If you're on a credit-based system, you might think you're getting a free download, but if you're generating 50 clips to get one good one, that download just cost you $50 in wasted efforts. Yikes. So it's really about understanding your needs and doing your homework before signing up. Right. You've got to know your tier before using the Sora Downloader. And speaking of tiers, let's move to mistake number two. Ignoring the physics in your video downloads. Physics? Like in the video itself? Yes. Many people rush to download a clip without closely watching the playback. I mean, you can end up with some really bizarre stuff, like a cat walking through a wall. If you download that, there's no fixing it in post. Haha, that sounds like a disaster. So, it's better to take your time and really watch the clip before hitting download? Alex. Absolutely. I always tell people to watch it at least three times. Pay attention to the details, like the shadows and how objects move. If the physics seem off, just trash it and regenerate. That's solid advice. And then we get to mistake number three, the aspect ratio nightmare. What's that all about? This is a common one. Imagine you've got a perfect video, but you download it in a 16:9 format and then try to upload it to TikTok, which needs a 9:16 vertical format. It looks terrible. You can't just crop it like you would with high-quality footage. Oh man, so you end up losing quality when you crop it? That's frustrating. Exactly. The resolution is better now, but if you crop, you're sacrificing a lot of quality. Always think about your platform before you download. Got it. So, mistake number four deals with that pesky watermark content, right? You got it! A lot of folks are obsessed with finding a Sora video downloader without watermark. While I get the desire for clean footage, many third-party tools that promise this are sketchy. They often re-encode your video, crushing the quality in the process. That makes total sense. It's like ruining a great meal by putting ketchup on it. Exactly. If you're using Sora for professional work, stick with the official export options. If you're on a free tier, it might be better to live with the watermark. Quality should always come first. So true. And that leads us to the last big mistake, skipping the post-processing workflow. Alex. Yes, when you download a video from Sora, think of it like raw footage from a camera. It's often flat and needs some work. The best creators take that extra step to enhance it. Color grading, adjusting audio, you name it. That's a great point. It's like not finishing a painting, you want to make it pop.
Exactly!
And don't forget about the file formats either. Even if Sora gives you an MP4, converting it to ProRes can make your editing smoother. That's smart. And to wrap things up, any bonus tips for our listeners? Alex, oh, I have to mention the length limits. Sora 2 has a sweet spot for video length, typically between 15 and 25 seconds. Trying to generate a 2-minute movie trailer? Forget about it. It just won't hold together. So it's better to generate shorter clips and stitch them together, right? Yes. It's like building something piece by piece rather than trying to do it all at once. Wow, these tips are super helpful, Alex. So, to sum it up, it's all about understanding your tools, watching your clips carefully, and treating your downloads as raw footage. Spot on, Jordan. Avoid these mistakes and you'll save money and time, allowing you to focus more on creating great content. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.